We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Previously on Gresh and Fourier.
Dumb idea. You think, in all honesty,
this guy is unbelievably rude.
Played his ass off for this team for 20 years.
There you go.
Won a million championships, and you want him to play a game where his former centers are bent over in front of him and he has to guess.
Brady doesn't have a sense of humor. I think he would be down for this.
Okay.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
I know everyone likes to think they have the special formula to picking players, but honestly, the guaranteed way to win is to accumulate more picks. And so if we don't feel convicted at number three, to your point, like, we are willing to do that as well.
Andy Gresh.
Where guys wanted to play for Tom, with Tom, and with the team. It kind of gets skewed, and it's kind of now it's the other end of the spectrum. It's like, what pieces do we have to attract those outside guys? And look, once again, if we draft a guy, you're coming here.
Christian Fourier.
I understand the frustration. I understand the expectation that has been really built over the last 20 years. But at the same time, hopefully the fans understand that we're trying to build this the right way.
Gresh and Fourier, right now.
Yes, that ass!
On WEEI.
We're going to try to keep it together today.
Oh, we're going to try to.
We got Gerard Mayo talking again, and Red Sox Joe 04 in the Twitch chat. No, I didn't get a new grill. I got to go through 4 hours tomorrow before I can even get the bigger 6.5-hour appointment booked. I love it when Chicken Nick about keels. I don't know what freaks him out more. Talking about teeth or chickens?
Okay, so hold on.
Teeth.
Infinitely teeth. The Twitch chat right away.
Man. Okay.
Right away. I got to address this right, because you said something in the hallway that I was literally going to hijack the show with.
Oh,
and I was literally assisted by somebody on Twitch. And since I can't go back and forth, I'm just going to paraphrase what I saw on Twitch. Okay. Paraphrasing, for the gentleman or lady who actually said this. Wait for it. Mayo bashing 10-2.
Oh,
go.
That was E from Brockton.
Okay.
Mayo bashing 10-2. Buckle up, folks.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think E in Brockton is already all in on what we've seen from Mayo and Wolf. And, well, God bless it.
And I would like to add, like, you'd said something as we were walking down the hallway. And in my head, I was like, okay, we're going to have a conversation about how we deal with Mayo. And how, like, the perception of Mayo, the idea of Mayo, what he had to take over, like, everything involving Mayo.
We're going to give him huggies?
No.
That's what it feels like.
No, we don't. It is funny, though. I feel like...
like, we can rip college kids coming into the league thinking that they can't play, but right now, God forbid, you don't just buy everything that's going on down at Gillette. Oh, by the way, Gerard Mayo today taking a sip of orange juice,
Why don't you like that?
It's different.
I mock it all the time. Do you like it or not like it?
I expected spending. I expected Mayo to be in the picture, which he was. I figured he'd be drinking apple juice. Why is he drinking orange juice unless he's poking the bear?
That's why you should love him for that, for the whole, because I do think he has a sense of humor that is, I don't know, like, I kind of like it.
Is it sense of humor-ish, or is it, hey, we're going to tell you everything is different, but the way we operate is really going to kind of be the same.
Obviously, we know that he pays attention to everything. We know that he was, I don't remember when that famous picture of Bill drinking orange juice because he didn't want to answer any questions at the table, mm-hmm. right? So they're at the coaches league meetings and all that stuff, and all the head coaches around the league, they sit at a table and they, you know, everybody asks questions. Well, Bill wasn't asking questions. I can't remember if he was in the media with Curran or if he was an assistant coach. I think it was in the media. So he knows it's a thing. People mock it. People laugh about it. Whenever somebody doesn't answer a question or refuses to kind of give you a direct answer, they put the whole meme of Bill drinking orange juice. My point to you, there's an aspect of Mayo that I don't understand why you don't like him. It feels like you personally don't like him or his approach, or is it just the overall gaslighting that exists in that building?
I think it's the gaslighting, definitely, because if you're going to tell me it's different, then be different. And that's all it is. We had a texture is just like, well, Bill didn't say anything, so everything was possible. Now Mayo just tells us everything is possible. No difference. No, everything isn't possible. Everything isn't possible. And I want to believe what other people are saying. Should we not, Christian, believe the people who have talked about Jerod Mayo, the relationship builder? Or am I just supposed to ignore things that Robert Kraft says about Jerod Mayo? Am I supposed to buy into some of the narrative of, ooh, it's new, it's hip, it's different? Remember? Because there was the big narrative and a lot of fans on the whole, well, Bill has lost the team. He doesn't connect with anyone anymore. These are the same people who ripped the hell out of the roster last year, and a whole bunch of those guys have come back. I'm just waiting for the different. So, yeah, maybe there is a little bit of objecting to the whole gaslighting that has gone on down there. Wait till we get to the Mayo one, you know, about the whole, well, you know, just let us do our job and stuff like that. And, again, different. Okay, That's all I've heard, Christian.
Okay.
So, yeah, at what point am I supposed to say, when am I going to get the different? Oh, it's nice that you're Rod. Oh, it's really nice that you talk to the media people and they get their little chubby wubbies over that.
Would you say that Bill was the extreme?
No question. Okay. I can criticize Bill just as much because towards the end, it started to go too far. There's no question. All I'm doing, Christian, is reacting to what they said. There's a segment on this radio station on the morning show every day, Monday through Friday, that is called They Said It. And if I took the audio from what we have heard from the gaslighting down there and put it into They Said It, what would I be doing? I would be reacting to what they said and then the results. It's no different than what's happened to Bill Belichick.
He just had
a longer runway with some people.
There is this weird shift of like, it's backfiring on them. Like if you include like the dynasty and just things that are said, the burning cash. Couple things. One, the biggest difference overall, I think everyone thinks that because things are going to be different, you think that they're going to draft, they're going to have a different overall philosophy on players.
Strategically, things would be different.
Well, you think that we don't know. I think if you're going to strategically take anybody's advice, I would look to Bill to find a strategic advantage, how he handled agents, what he did with the draft. Now, player selection, isn't it? It's different, right? Like that part is like another bucket. There's the strategery that goes into it. There's the actual player that mm-hmm. you have to identify as being good and having potential, which I think was a flaw at times, but no different than any other team if you look over 20 years. I think the biggest differences that we're talking about, and this is why I think people like you get kind of annoyed, okay, is the whole they're trying every time somebody asks them something, it's a joke. It's a drinking orange juice. It's a we're not going to do the hard ass way of doing business. It's Elliot Wolf
less
saying
of
that
a hard ass
yeah.
vibe.
Okay, so
right,
that to me ultimately, like if I really try to peel all the layers, like that's really the biggest difference. And on top of it, to make matters worse, the first time he's a head coach, he's trying to please everybody so much. He's trying to be accessible to the media. He's trying, and I don't even know if that's him. I have no idea if that's Gerard Mayo, the coach that we will eventually see. Right now, he is a rookie head coach trying to please too many people, trying to right too many wrongs, and trying to, like, suddenly, like, the gates have been closed forever, and Willy Wonka decided to throw out, you know, 7 golden tickets, and now the factory is open. And, like, it's just chaos and mayhem. And the reporters are so happy.
Oh,
they're
my
so
God.
Happy. That's what's more annoying than anything is how, oh, he's answering all our questions. Well, and he sat there for 35 minutes.
I mean, Nick, we have the very open. So the very start of Mayo sitting down to talk to the assembled media. And to your point, Christian, and I think it's a good one. Is this the real guy or the facsimile trying to make everyone happy? And who cares if the media is happy? But Mayo sits down and starts his thing with this.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here. First time, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm excited for the opportunity to speak with you guys and hopefully you guys come out of here with some clarity as far as our strategy is concerned and as far as our team building is concerned. Fire away.
Why?
What is the problem with listen.
Why?
Hold on. Go
why,
ahead. I don't see it.
Why in the world do you have to sit down and start with that?
With on what?
The whole, hey, everybody, we're going to make you real happy today. Okay? I just want you to know we're going to give you
everybody's going to be heard.
We're going to give you all the answers you're looking for.
No timetable?
I'll just turn this laptop around. Y'all can see kind of what the board looks like
stop
right now
it.
Or whatever.
Okay, stop it.
No, but seriously, but Christian, seriously, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why does it matter?
What does what matter?
If the media people are happy, why does it matter trying to keep all
he's
those
a pleaser.
Assembled people? But why?
He's a giver.
Wonder why. Why is that?
Why?
Is
do you that, think someone's telling that, him to do it?
Is that the, oh, no. Or is it a, or is it the concerted strategy of, well, I'll tell you, we're going to take our lumps. Let's make sure. You know what? It's kind of a, I think they think it's a little bit of a quid pro quo. Oh, well, people wrote bad things about Bill because Bill was a big meanie. So, if you're nicer, kinder, gentler, let me gaslight you. Hey, I didn't tell you who we're taking with the third pick. I still talked in circles, but you know what? Did you come away with better clarity today? It's like the old Seinfeld joke, you know? Oh, what did you do today? Well, I don't know. What did you do today? It's like, well, did you come away with clarity today? Well, I don't know, Tommy. Did you come away with clarity today? Hey, little Benny, what do you think? Hey, I came away with real clarity in my little hands.
why can't it be? Here's the one word
because
I can't believe.
I think they think it's quid pro quo. I really
well,
do.
Well, there may be. The pessimist would say that.
If there is.
Because the pessimist, you're a pessimist.
Because Bill was a dink. So, and
yes.
Again, we're going oppo and everything is different. So if Bill was mean and people wrote bad things, that they had to go do a 10-series documentary to make sure that everybody knew who did what, then why would I not think that if they think they be nice to the media people, that all those who are writing and digging and whatever, it's the whole, well, you got your answer. What are you digging for type thing? Why would you be looking for questions on a deeper level? Why would you want real answers or not? Why would you dare ask, how come y'all didn't have big fireworks in free agency? Oh, no, we'll get to avoid some of those things if we handhold them.
See, I know we're going to find out what's trending. I'm going to leave you with this, okay? Because you're a pessimist. I'm going to explain this when we get back. And we got to get through all this audio. There's a ton of it, okay?
There is.
The one word that you're not using, and I'm surprised that you're not.
What's that?
Refreshing. Refreshing. Why isn't it refreshing anymore?
Do you think?
Why isn't it refreshing?
You know why? Because nothing exciting has happened.
The silos are
they,
gone.
Are
hello.
They? Oh.
The silos.
But I'm a big giant D for making jokes at that.
No.
You just
you're
said
not,
to me, that's how you started
no,
the
I
show
said you're,
away.
You are, I don't, I feel like you personally, like, just don't like him.
No.
It sounds like you don't like him.
I have
because
had
everything
experiences
he says,
with
you
the guy,
mock.
I got, but you know why?
Why?
Because if there was a result, I wouldn't mock.
It's too early for a result. What kind of result do you want?
What happened in free agency other than re-signing all the guys that everybody screamed around here were bad?
But that's their philosophy. Re-sign the players that they thought were good, the Onwenus of the world, the Hunter Henrys of the world. Fine. They made a play at Calvin Ridley. It didn't work. He didn't want to play here. So, I mean, like,
So I guess things aren't all that different.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, boy. Twitch chat on fire. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can follow WEEI on Twitch or go to YouTube. Type in WEEI and you can watch the live stream right there. Holy hell. All right. From bottom to top on the text, here we go. 978. Mayo was sold a bill of goods by the Crafts. The 413. Go ahead. What do you?
No. Keep going.
No, let's rip through some.
Okay,
of these.
Rip through.
The 413. Gretch, get off Bill's D. You bum. The 781. Please stop saying gaslighting. You sound like little TikTok girls. Well, right now that's how we're being treated. The 617. Gretch is 100% correct. 603. Jesus Christ, you may have banged your wife. Give it a rest. those silos got knocked down, allegedly. Let's see here. The 603, I bet it's a top-down strategy to change the culture of the Patriots coaching staff. It feels like a business vision statement. What do we got here?
I like that one. At least that makes some sort of sense. It's not irrational.
It kind of does. The 508, the only thing that's really changed is Gerard Mayo is actually using words where Bill had audible grunts and groans and stare downs. Another 508 says Mayo's priorities as a head coach seem very backwards. I agree. Who cares if the media is happy or who's not, who cares if the fans are informed or not? I already miss Belichick. Crybaby revisionists are frauds. Fourier's great. If you want to be refreshed, Christian, drink a Fresca.
That wins the award. That's the line. I kind of chuckle with that because if you were listen, you can't bitch and complain and yell and scream. If you bitched, here's the thing. If you bitched about Bill,
which I didn't,
okay, and I did. Because it's
to be fair, I did too at the end because it was too much.
I was like, I definitely, and dude, I had to interview and I used to bitch every time he left the room, you know, because he didn't answer anything. So this is refreshing. Give me a drink. Like, it's refreshing. It is. And I do kind of enjoy in a loving way.
Yeah.
Him bumbling, stumbling, and figuring it out. It's like a child when they learn to walk or they try to play with one of their toys and don't figure out how it works or whatever. It's like, look at him. He's in the coach's picture. Oh, my God. Remember when he was just, you know, yucking it up with Curran? Oh, I can't wait to see what next year. I mean, that is the way I'm looking. I am literally looking at it as he is a first-year head coach that is literally like, before you even say anything, I'm Mr. Kraft now. Before you even sign your name, here's a token. Oh, what is this, Mr. Kraft? It's a mulligan. Your first year, don't even worry about it. You're good. Do whatever you need to do.
good.
When did Robert Kraft turn into a Southern gentleman? What are you doing?
I feel like he's better
what
than
in
Southern
the
gentleman.
World?
But I they have given him, before he even starts, a mulligan. Get your staff in line. Figure out, you know, your philosophy. We know you're going to trip over your own shoelaces. I know it. I mean, I was just sitting there trying to figure out all the first-year head coaches and what their records were, because most of them will fail. Most of them will fail. And especially him. Like, he has no head coach. He's never technically run a defense by himself.
Boy, I'll tell
he's
you.
He's never ran a high school team, a college team.
You are getting me excited.
What?
Oh, yeah, all
is
this
it,
stuff.
Is it moving?
You're selling it, right? Let me throw in Mayo's own line of, hey, we may not get some of these hires right, because really, I didn't know anybody on offense.
Well, it doesn't mean I won't criticize them, but when I think about something as innocent as this stupid yeah. You know, coaches meeting where, holy crap, for the last 20 years, your coach has been asked questions and the dude didn't say anything. And here's the thing. Do you think that Mayo, and again, we will play the audio, I promise.
Oh, yeah, we got to get
okay,
to the
one
Calvin
more question.
Ridley one.
Okay. Do you think this is Mayo's personality, or is he compensating and overselling it based on the last 20 years?
No, in all seriousness, overselling right
okay.
now. The organization is, again, we go back to the dynasty. Am I allowed to criticize that, or is that
oh,
being a Robert Kraft
no,
hater?
No.
So because Mayo's had no results and there's been a lot of talk and no action, I shouldn't say anything. I should wait until the four-win season comes in, and then we can mock. But I just wanted to make sure it was okay to rip Mr. Kraft. He's had a pretty good reputation until episode 10. And then when everybody got to see the whole thing, yes, I think here's what they've lost. As soon as Bill walked out the door, so did do your job. And now they're focused on everything that doesn't matter. What has been the focus of the offseason more, Christian?
More narratives, storylines.
Right. Is it,
yeah.
Is it what we're seeing or going to see on the field? Has it been about, let's try to restore the great history of the New England Patriots as quickly as possible by doing our job? Or has the job now become, let's gaslight, pump people up, try to give false narratives, try to keep people engaged because we're so worried that a fan base in 2 years will be like, meh, and do what is kind of happening to the Red Sox. I really think that, by the way, is a sneaky part of the whole constructed strategy down there. They're seeing the attrition at Fenway, and even if there's still 2.5 million people because it's the world's greatest baseball museum, that people come from Osaka, Japan, and Turkey, and Lisbon to come see, right? Well, guess what? Gillette Stadium doesn't have that kind of appeal. Nobody's coming from Saskatoon to say, oh, I want to see the baseball game. I got to see Gillette Stadium, eh? They don't have that. They're a little more worried, even though they shouldn't worry about it. The freaking TV money covers all the costs, for God's sakes. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of the whole, we're much more concerned about the off-field stuff right now than focusing on just, if Gerard Mayo can still be pleasant, friendly, all that kind of stuff. But you're right. He stepped into some of it a little bit. You know, I wasn't a big fan of the whole orange juice thing, because are we supposed to move on, Christian? Are we or are we not? Were the silos knocked down? Were they or were they not? Tell me what message I should take so then I can say everything nice that people want about Mayo, or the people that are in here and being like, oh, my God, they're seeing the same thing. They're feeling the same thing. It's the you said last year. Oh, this is just the beginning.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. And it feels like this year is going to be wrapped up into that. And that's why I'm – because you know what? It's not like he didn't have a year to know to get ready. Am I wrong on that? Am I wrong that he had a year
– Who,
to,
Mayo?
Yes, to think about it and get ready. But I guess it wasn't officially his. Yeah, you don't sit around.
Well, that's
and
a stretch.
And think
that's
about
kind of a stretch.
You don't sit around and daydream and think about, you know, people you would hire, maybe networking a little bit in the year that you know. You don't have to tell people what's going on. Get to know those people on the other side, all that kind of stuff. That I'm sorry. That's what I'm reacting to.
Well, I think in the year, what I think happened is for Mayo, as far as realizing who he couldn't trust and who he couldn't have in the building and who he wanted gone, that's where I think the mental notes started. First off, get rid of the bad blood. Get rid of the people who are part of the problem or who are, you know, connected or loyal to one side more than the other.
Just say it. Get rid of the Bill guys. Just say it.
Well, fine. I mean, you can say the Bill guys.
Because I think Mayo has taken a half a step back with a lot of the stuff he's told us in trying to really push away from the Bill table.
Yeah, so getting rid of the Bill guys is a cleaner, more direct way of saying it. I don't have to be all vague about it. But, yeah, there was a lot of guys in that building that were Bill guys. Think about it. You know, in any type of, like, you know, situation, you know, country gets overrun or somebody, there's a coup here, there's going to be people who are loyal no matter what.
Of course.
Even if they're telling you that, no, I can work under anybody, it doesn't matter. They're still going to end up kind of, you know, destroying it from within because they're holding a grudge. So that's what I thought that he did throughout the entire time, just taking mental notes. And then
somebody said, please define gaslighting and silos. Silos was mentioned at the opening press conference about we're going to knock down silos here because Bill is gone, basically. And gaslighting means we're telling you that something isn't
as... making you seem crazy.
Yeah, it isn't as things seem to appear.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're right in there for Calvin Ridley. But really, in the end of the day, we had no chance. And Jerod Mayo at the breakfast this morning told everyone why and gave the clarity behind the Calvin Ridley situation.
If you guys pursued Calvin Ridley and it obviously didn't work out, how difficult do you think it'll be to weaponize the offense, to find that guy? Because obviously it's not easy to acquire.
No, that's right. And one thing I would say as you go through the draft, you want to get guys that are magnets. You know, I played with the ultimate magnet in Tom Brady, where guys wanted to play for Tom, with Tom, and with the team. Right. And so it kind of gets skewed, and it's kind of now it's the other end of the spectrum. It's like, what pieces do we have to attract those outside guys? And look, once again, if we draft a guy, you're coming here. And so that has to be our philosophy as we continue to put this thing together.
Please tell me what your problem is with that. Go ahead.
I don't have a huge issue with that because going after Calvin Ridley, as I said, was the first thing they did that Bill Belichick wouldn't have done. So this is the one thing. Congratulations. Found the one thing. Really? I mean, he also wouldn't pay a guy as a backup quarterback $8 million, but would be willing to pay a starter $8 million. It just maybe not at a Jacoby Myers level, but I mean at a Jacoby Brissett level, but I digress. No, this was the one thing that they did in trying to – Bill would never throw $20 million at a guy like Calvin Ridley.
Never.
And it's one of those
– But hold on, though.
No, it's one of those where, in a way, it's lucky they didn't. But again, this is where I get on Mayo. If some of it was it couldn't tell you who the quarterback's going to be, what have we been told are the characteristics that make Jerod Mayo a great candidate for this job? People developer, people.
Silo destroyer.
All that, right? Connector. Mm-hmm. Right? That's where I expect the head coach to be able to maybe make up the little bit of gap. That's where the head coach has got to sell the vision, Christian. Got to sell it to that guy. The money's close.
I know, but you're not a freshman going to college or some coach who's like rebuilding. You're an adult. Like, you can sell the vision, but if the number one priority for a guy like Calvin Ridley is money. That's it. Start with that. And if two teams are equal, if it's the Bears and just say the Patriots, well, then it's like, okay, well, which city do I like more? Which quarterback is good? Which coach do I like the most? And even then, like, you can sit there, and I've seen guys do this. I did it a couple times. You write this, you know, pro and con list. And you sit there, and you take all this time and energy, and you go back and forth. And then in the end, not to be cheesy, you end up just following your heart and like using your gut and go, I don't know. I like it better. Why? Well, I don't know.
Calvin Ridley had a guy who is running that offense down there in Tennessee that he was familiar with. So that did go a long way. That assistant coach helped close that deal. Not the head guy. People can hardly name the head coach of the Tennessee Titans right now because it's no longer Mike Vrabel. But there was at least someone there who was able to help close that deal. Now, yeah, they gave him $50 million guaranteed, and I don't think the Patriots were that far off. But at some point, you're going – if we just have to wait around for all the pieces to be perfect to then recruit people in free agency, then we might be sitting around waiting for a while. Or do you have other people in your organization that can help sell it? Yeah, there's a lot of offensive guys that get attached to offensive coordinators or whatnot, but he got to have those. So basically, I have to wait for a quarterback, a wide receiver, all this stuff to be right. Before then, this staff can have the ammo to go sell what right now is a vision that doesn't seem very clear. And sorry, that's a little concerning. Because even though a lot of first-year head coaches make mistakes, you know what they do have? They have a plan, they have an idea, and they know what they want to do. Not, yay, introductory press conference, we're going to knock down silos. Oh, man, now we've got to figure this out. It doesn't normally work that way.
Now that they're gone, I don't know what to do.
Right. Like, so again, color me a little skeptical, but you know what? I feel good that for as many people that are hooting on me, there are as many who are like, yeah, guess what? I kind of feel the same way. Because you know what it feels like, Christian? That this time next year, when you and I are getting ready to talk about the draft, there's going to be almost like a reboot of this startup this year. Assistant coaches may be leaving. Some people won't fit. Some people might want to fly the coop. They might say, oh, man, this ain't for me. I got to get the hell out of here. And I'm not saying Alex Van Pelt. Alex Van Pelt's got a chance to call plays now. He ain't giving that job up. But there's even Mayo said, if I take Mayo at his word, there's going to be turnover. So why do I think, and if it's the whole, hey, it's the first time you're going to make mistakes, I feel like we're going to be in the exact same spot next year, except the mulligan will be gone and we'll have moved on to year two. And that scares the hell out of you because you're one step closer to the end than you are the beginning. And correct me if I'm wrong at 617-779-7937. Do you think there are more Patriot fans who are over the moon happy would be too strong? Do you think there's a lot of do you think right now out there, Christian, there's a lot of double thumbs up, one thumb down, two thumbs down? Seriously.
When it comes to Mayo.
When it comes to, what is going on with the Patriots all at all?
I would say probably split down the middle. Just not to Ord weigh it, but literally I feel like it's probably.
Like
I
one do thumb think, down, one
yeah,
thumb up.
But and I think some are just like, they're so loyal to Bill, it doesn't matter what you parade out there. They don't care.
I think people are torn.
I'm seeing videos. This is the funny part to me. I'm seeing videos of the actual interview. Because first I just saw a bunch of quotes, and then we've been breaking down the sound all morning. Like, the reporters who have covered the team for years, not newcomers, they could not be happier. They are pigs in crap. Like, they are just rolling around.
The media?
He looks me in the eye. Yeah, looks me in the eye, and he gives me his time, and he's not so – it's not uncomfortable, and I just want to give him a big hug.
I'll tell you what. That's going to go a long way to winning football games next year, isn't it?
And my prediction is that he clams up real quick. That's my point. I think he'll realize that in this market, but I'll tell you what, you slip up and say something different. Like, I don't know how much goodwill equity you're going to build up during the offseason or at one of these meetings because you're open and honest and you want to give the reporters like an understanding of what their philosophy is. It's not going to work.
Christian, when you won your second Super Bowl, what was your what was the rating on the happiness of the media, and how important was it in you guys finishing that back-to-back world championship?
Our give a crap factor towards the media?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, okay.
Zero.
I just wondered.
Oh, actually, it didn't rate.
It didn't rate. I was just wondering if keeping the media happy helps with winning or not.
Nope.
Thank you.
No, nobody's playing.
Gerard Mayo spoke on Drake May. This now. Now. We got a little something to discuss here next.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fourier with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
Drumo in the Twitch chat says, I think Mayo shouldn't drink orange juice out in public. Nope. Drink it wherever you want, but understand the message it's going to send when you're doing it at the coaches' meetings. That's all. It's not anti-OJ, Drumo. Why you sense in the Twitch chat? Why? Why, I dare say. How about this from a text? 617 into 37937. If I had a third thumb, it'd be three thumbs down. After the dynasty, I have no interest in the Patriots as long as Kraft owns them, unless they humble themselves and offer an apology. We've caught a lot. You know what? 11 o'clock, we're going to have to get to the Kraft piece of this, because it feels – now, I don't know if it's a defense of Mayo necessarily or more just people wanting to tee off on Robert Kraft, not only because of the dynasty, but also what kind of hasn't happened here this offseason. But I want to get to Gerard Mayo being asked about Drake May. In particular, and Chicken Nick went through this thing. Good Lord, there's a ton of stuff to get to. But here was Mayo answering a question about the number three pick and Drake May.
What do you like about Drake May in the time you spent with him?
Yeah, look, Drake May had a fantastic interview at the Combine. He brings a lot of energy. You can tell he has that leadership ability. And, you know, also the exciting part about a guy like Drake May is the ceiling. Like, there is really no ceiling with a guy like that. Now, in saying that, when we're trying to put together this roster, I know a lot of people look at the ceiling, but you also got to kind of see how low is the floor. How low is the floor? And I would say a guy like Drake May, he has a lot of room to grow. He's a young guy. Honestly, he hasn't played football nearly as much as these other guys. So that's definitely something that we've looked at, but he definitely is going to develop.
Wow, what do you mean? Like, he started 2 years in a row, Drake May did. Like, how much more does he need? Like,
I just take Gerard Mayo at face value. He hasn't done anything yet. I'm going to give him a chance.
Look at you pouting over here.
I'll just make Twitch happy. That was a bit of a confusing answer. Because what are you really saying? Okay, he has room to grow, but where's the starting point? To me,
what's the floor?
To me, here's what Gerard Mayo.
How bad could he be? Mac Jones bad?
No, to me, here is Mayo didn't need the back end of the floor comment. It really didn't. It didn't need to. I get it. It's it's nice to pull back the curtain on thought process, but what are you also trying to do? Right, the Patriots are being given a gift right now. With this J.J. McCarthy buzz. They're being given a gift. People are taking the cheese on J.J. McCarthy. And it's either 11 to Minnesota or rising up the board or whatever it is, right? So pump the tires of Drake May like an SOB. That's why, Christian, controlling the outside narrative shouldn't matter down there. What should matter is them pumping up as many of the top guys as possible. I didn't need to hear about Drake May's floor, even though it might be correct. But you're one of the stewards of the organization. You're one of the – look at what we're doing. You think they're doing it across the street? You think they're going to – you think Cal Turd's going to be all over it this afternoon with some sort of hot take? It gets a bunch of clicks on the internet. Woo! It's going on.
Well, they will – and this so nationally it will be different. Nationally it'll be – well, that's refreshing.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
They will.
It'll be the, he's not Bill, but what's he really telling us?
He's not Bill. That's the one thing.
Guys up. Pump the tires. The McCarthy thing might breathe some life into what the league and Albert Breer – and Tom Pelissero and NFL Network are all reporting that the Patriots are resisting the overtures at number three. So talk them all up. This J.J. McCarthy thing might be the best thing. If the Patriots really are not sold on Drake May, and that's the guy that's on the board, then I don't want him drafting J.J. McCarthy at number three. And you know my longstanding thing on the whole, then take Marvin Harrison. But pump them all up. Make them out to be franchise guys. How about this? Lie through your teeth for the betterment of the organization and that trade value versus trying to make everyone happy by pulling back the curtain and satisfying very few.
I was going to ask you this, but the one clip that we didn't play was when they were asking him about the number three pick. And I was curious if you thought that he kind of made up for the obvious, snafu of declaring that he was going to pick the most talented player at the most important position, which was obvious that it was going to be a quarterback based on, you know, where they were.
I'll tell you what.
Because it seemed like he sent out a bunch of, misleading statements, and he protected himself a couple times. And, oh, by the way, this could all change, and we haven't made a decision yet, and we'll see what happens. And who knows? I don't know. You like that part?
It was something. The flapping Eagles thing was pretty interesting. Well, right, we'll hear what Mayo said about the number three pick. And Robert Kraft is just getting bludgeoned by some fans in the Twitch chat, in the text as well. How much are people now shifting a lot of the situation that the Patriots find themselves in? And for some people, the uneasiness of a new group in Gerard Mayo, that it's now all on Kraft, and Kraft is more worried about the outside narrative than the on-field production. We'll get to all that with you and hit with you on the phones next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.